$50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com. Promo code DOES.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-801-4950. 800-801-4950. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950.
Sports Flag.
I'm Red Jackerman. The official start of free agency in the NFL is just a couple of hours away, but the Bears and Jay Cutler are now officially divorced, as Cutler asked for and was granted his release, and the Bears are reportedly going after Mike Glennon, giving him a three-year, $45 million deal. The defending Super Bowl champs weren't about to sit by idly. They made a big move to bring in Pro Bowl corner Stephon Gilmore, who gets a five-year deal and one that could be the precursor to another big one. The Browns had some more money to spend, and more than anyone else, actually, and they're spending it, some of it on their own, reportedly coming to terms with guard Joel Bitonio on a five-year extension. They'll also sign receiver Kenny Britt. Another receiver, DeSean Jackson, is heading south, leaving Washington to join the Buccaneers, while Torrey Smith reportedly comes to terms on the Eagles on a three-year deal with the Eagles. A couple of tackles on the move. Andrew Whitworth gets a three-year deal from the Rams worth $15 million guaranteed, and Matt Khalil joining his older brother Ryan with the Panthers after spending his first 5 years in Minnesota. He played all 16 games in each of his first four, but missed all but two this year due to a hip injury. Conference tournament action today, right now in the ACC, under 90 seconds left in North Carolina, cruising over Miami, 75-51. Speaking of cruising, Villanova trounced St. John's 108-67. In the second half in the Big 12, Iowa State leads Oklahoma State by a score of 62-51. And Michigan, which had to fly to Washington, D.C. this morning and is playing in its practice uniforms, leads Illinois in the second half, 58-44. In the SEC, it's Tennessee 27, Georgia 26 in the first. I'm Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports Radio is now available on Apple Music. You can find us by searching CBS Sports Radio. California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Auto Parts Studio. I'm still Jim Rome. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Adam Schefter now reporting that the Bears have released Jay Cutler. The Cutler had asked for that release, and they granted to him. He is now free agent, free to sign anywhere. And then you wonder, who is going to bring Cutty in? There are teams that need quarterbacks. The Jets need a quarterback. And that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So when you look at where guys are going, Glennon in Chicago, I'll pick that up in just 1 minute. Kirk Cousins apparently went to the team and asked for a trade, and Dan Snyder told him, do not expect it. So it looks like he's not going anywhere. The 49ers need a quarterback, and they bring in Brian Hoyer. Tony Romo is out there. Romo could end up in Houston, which is where I think he should be, or he could end up in Denver. Cutler's already been in Denver. So where's Cuddy going to end up? Speaking of Glennon, still some reaction there. Kevy1021 tweets, good move by the Bears in signing Glennon. He was clearly head and shoulders above any other option out there. I'm trying to get you to focus on the guy and the player and the team and the fit, not how long you think his neck is. All right, the guy's got an abnormally long neck. Who cares? One, there's nothing you can do about that. Two, who the hell cares? Stucknut has to weigh in. Hey, Stucknut, you do a great job. You really do, Steve. Can you not just archive the program? Can you not just be a jungle historian without having to actually have takes and weigh in, too? Can you not just pull great throwback picks for Thursdays out of your archive? Can you not do things like this, Steve? Romy, at the dinner table. Logan, remember Jeffrey from Toys R Us? The clones created a family of people that look like him. There is no giraffe family. How about this guy? I mentioned we already hit everybody. There's nobody left. You've gotten every guy in the history of sports with abnormally long necks. You've already hit on everybody. You have Glennon. You have Merton Hanks. You have E.T. You have Harvey Williams. You have Chris Bosh. There's nobody left. Steve Grogan. We're done. And then this guy comes with this. Shawman23. Willie McGee, a.k.a. E.T., St. Louis Cardinals shortstop. Super long neck. Remember Romeo? Brian in NorCal. Yeah. Yeah, Brian. Romeo does remember. Willie McGee, a.k.a. E.T., St. Louis Cardinals shortstop. Who could ever forget legendary St. Louis Cardinals shortstop Willie McGee, Brian? Yeah, I used to love watching Willie McGee turn two with Tom Herr or Jose Oquendo. He was a wizard with his glove. Wasn't that his nickname? The Wizard of Will? Yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah, I used to love it, especially when legendary St. Louis Cardinals shortstop Willie McGee would to his position and do backflips on the field. That was awesome, Brian. This guy had so much enthusiasm and joy for the game. That's why shortstop Willie McGee is so fondly remembered by you, Brian, and so many fans. The Wizard of Will, Willie McGee. Let's see what else I remember about Willie McGee. After he retired, he would come on this program. And there were a number of conditional pitches that he had over the years, but I'm not kidding you. One of the times he used to come on the show was to pitch the importance of getting like 15 vegetables a day. And I remember thinking, my man, I eat maybe one on a good day. I'm not kidding you. And I'm not talking about Willie McGee, of course. I'm talking about Ozzie Smith. This guy's like, hey, come on, Romeo. Remember St. Louis Cardinals shortstop. Legendary St. Louis Cardinals shortstop, Willie McGee. Yeah, and I remember legendary St. Louis Cardinals catcher. Come on now. Ozzie Smith used to call the program, and the conditional pitch was he would talk about the need to eat 8 vegetables a day. I'm like, how could you eat 8 vegetables a day? Well, how could you sit through 8 different vegetables a day? But he was dead serious about it. And to me, anything that I could do to get Ozzie Smith on the show, I was going to do. Even if it meant having him tell us that we all need to eat 8 vegetables a day. So there's one more. Now we're done. There's no other athlete or anybody else with a longer than average neck that you need to try to jam into a family that does not exist. There is no giraffe family. We're not doing it. SA Sports Honks in. Hey, Jim. I didn't stand in the wrong on-deck circle. I was blessing the Red Sox. Signed, Tim Tebow. FBI Mike in Toledo. Hey, Tim. Business is business. You use a baseball bat. Let me do that again.
Hey, Tim, business is business. You use a baseball bat terribly. I use a fountain pen. What's the difference? Signed, Ellis.
Hey, business is business. You use a gun, I use a fountain pen. What's the difference?
All right, so we've got some clone-on-clone beefs, which are going on. Yesterday, Rick in Buffalo got through. Rick in Buffalo took a run at a few guys, but most notably, it was Dan in Denver that he had lined up in his crosshairs.
And the best part was when Danny finally regained his composure, he said, you better watch out. I'm going to find your address and hunt you down. I don't know, Jim, but getting threatened by a 98-pound redneck living in the foothills of Colorado didn't exactly make me lose any sleep.
That 98-pound redneck living in the foothills of Colorado is on the phone right now. Dan in Denver. I'm guessing he wants a piece of Rick. We go to Denver right now. Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Rome. I heard that Rick in Buffalo call once. You didn't have to play it again for me. Amari Stoudemire thinks this guy needs to cool it. So I'm going to insert a suppository of smack right in Rick's behind, and no amount of prune juice is going to make this attack more regular. And it's not Rick in Buffalo, it's Rick on a buffalo. He migrated west during the Dust Bowl and covered wagon towed by assorted oxen. And Rome, you got this guy on the watch list? The watch list? Geriatric is so old, he should be on the pocket watch list. This guy puts the old and golden ticket. Rick looks bald in his Twitter avi, but that's just so he had room to fit his curly powder wig. He's so old, he has wooden teeth. Rick actually had his mouth tended to spray for termites. After his call, Rick and the boys went down to the harbor. They threw a bunch of tea off a boat. It's no surprise he didn't come to you with a sports take. I asked his thoughts on the draft. He said he dodged it in 42. Rum, this beef is 4 months old. I can't wait for Rick's next call about the repeal of prohibition. Rick, you better think twice before you unbuckle them shoes and come at me again. And Rome, you asked if Rick was ready to be in the smack-off? It depends. Rick, you think you're ready to go toe-to-toe with Mike and Indy and Brad and Corona in the smack-off? It depends. And now that I've wrecked you so bad, there's only one thing left to help you clean up? Depends. Remember the name. Out.
Dan in Denver, tagging his call with adult diaper smack several times. Clone-on-clone crime. Dan in Denver today, Rick in Buffalo yesterday. Neither one of them in the smack-off at this point. Trying to get people in. The smack-off is a summer event. We're already into spring. I've got to get some people in there. I've got golden tickets. They're yours. I've got a stack of them right in front of me. I can give away one. I can give away five. I can give away 10. In fact, there's no limits to the number I can give away. The only limit being the quality of your phone calls. You need to do better. Let's try Orange County this time. Banging telephone calls. A rare day in the jungle where we're banging telephone calls. John in Orange County. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Jim. How are you?
I'm great. Great. Good to have you on. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm one of those Raider fans from Orange County that's fortunate enough to fly up to games. I'm a season ticket holder. I go up to about six games a year. It's a great, you know, place to go watch a football game if you're a Raider fan. I take a lot of fans from other teams to the games, and they say it's a special environment. But the problem is the stadium is a dump. It's not that safe. I don't feel comfortable bringing my wife and kids and cruising around on the BART. So I'm actually happy about Vegas because I'll actually be able to take my wife and kids to a game and feel a little bit more safe about it, and it'll actually be a nice stadium for the Raiders to play in. Other than that, hitting up Javier's this weekend if you want to meet there, and I'm out.
Hey, John, which one? You going to the Spectrum or you going to Crystal Cove?
Oh, going to the Spectrum this weekend.
Okay.
Got to hit up the Improv after, you know?
Yeah, I got it. My wife likes that play. Janet likes that play. I'm not as big about the Improv myself, but Janet loves that play. All right, so you know what I'm hearing? You got a lot of Raider fans that are saying, I'm a Raider fan and I'm eager to see this happen. But it's not a Raider fan in Oakland. No Raider fan in Oakland is saying, hey, this is awesome. They're leaving. Let's go to Vegas. I haven't heard one Oakland Raider fan or a Raider fan living in Oakland who says, you know, by the way, our town's a freaking dump. Our stadium's a dump. I'm not getting on the BART. Oh, hell no. No Raider fan is saying that. But because there are Raider fans in lots of different places, every Raider fan outside of Oakland is saying, you know what, it's pretty cool. I thought what that guy said was pretty reasonable. He lives in Orange County. He goes up there a half dozen times a year. He brings some of his friends from, or who are fans of other teams, But he said, look, I like the environment. I like going there, but I don't feel that safe bringing my wife and my kids and traveling around on the BART. It can be pretty tough up there. So I'd rather go to Vegas, where we'll get a shiny new stadium instead of the dump that they currently play in. And I think it would be safer for my wife and kids. Now, I'm not sure how much safer that'll be. Vegas is not the ideal place for kids, too, right? I mean, parts are fine. So is it safer, and how much safer? I mean, certainly the stadium's going to be nicer. That's a given. The stadium's going to be much nicer. But is it that much safer? And then the other big question, Javier's, Spectrum or Crystal Cove? That's the real question today. Which Javier's do you go to? The Spectrum or Crystal Cove? Or do you just go to the one at John Wayne Airport? Javi's. That's how badass John Wayne Airport is. They have a Javier's in it. This email reads, Romy, Rick in Buffalo is the Matt in Vancouver of Dan in Denver's. Forget the names. Signed, Jeremy in Scone. War left swimming after 40 days. Okay, then. Still ahead. The 49ers are throwing some money at it. And I don't mean Brian Hoyer. I mean a fullback. Lots of dough at a fullback. I mean, how many NFL teams don't even have a fullback? The Niners have one, and they're paying him like a running back. Not only like a running back, but a top 10 running back. What are they doing? Where are they going with that? I'm going to give you my thoughts on it next. Also, Marty B cashing out as only he can. I love Martellus Bennett. Jamie and Christian coming up later on in the hour. Do you need some extra money? Money is very difficult to make these days. In fact, I never remember a time, not in my lifetime, where it was tougher to make money than it is right now. You got to find a way to grind. Maybe get yourself a side hustle. I've got it for you. Driving with Uber. This is a great way to earn some extra money whenever you need it or want it. It's not just another job. It's a totally flexible way for you to earn money. You can turn it on and off whenever you want, like your car. You can't do it with your job, but you can do it if you drive with Uber. In other words, if you've got a few spare hours, use them and drive with Uber. Maybe you want to be your own boss. You can when you drive with Uber. If you're driving right now, you can be earning money right now. Your car can be your money maker. Every day is payday when you drive with Uber, because you can cash out anytime you want with Instant Pay. And with Instant Pay, you don't wait until the middle of the month or the end of the month. You can cash out anytime you want, up to 5 times a day. Go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up and drive with Uber today. It's easy to do. Go to uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. I know lots of people who are doing this. They love it, and they're making extra money on the side. uber.com/drive now.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You get a Zipa. You get a Zipa, you hear me?
What's the name when you snore? It's Zipa, Zipa. It's the thing we're craving for. It's Zipa, Zipa. You can sleep all night. Zipa, Zipa. And wake up feeling right. It's Zipa, Zipa. Makes me love my husband more, 'cause he no longer snores. Zipa, Zipa. It's Zipa, Zipa.
Zipa's different than any other device because it actually works. A lot of these other devices, they just bring the jaw forward. That's it. However, the thing that makes Zipa different, it stabilizes the tongue, basically, with this elastic band. But right here, Jimmy's telling you that this is a unique device. Go to Zipa now, buy it, and stop the snoring. Get a Zipa, ZYPPAH.com. Zipa.com. That's ZYPPAH.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal.
Call 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? I have questions.
Prescription drugs aren't as bad as street drugs, right?
Weed's legal, isn't it?
Drinking is worse than smoking weed.
Isn't it?
Why is heroin so addictive?
Molly just makes you feel happy.
I have questions.
Mom?
Dad, did you ever try drugs?
They're going to ask. Be ready. Go to drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug-Free Kids.
Turn down that radio!
Ignoring hearing loss can lead to arguments, misunderstandings, loss of connection, even depression and dementia. If you're ready to address your hearing loss and live life to the fullest, the MD Hearing Aid Air is an FDA-registered hearing aid that will save you thousands of dollars compared to traditional hearing aids. With prices starting under $350, the doctor-designed Air is lightweight and nearly invisible. With the Air, you'll understand every word, with no annoying whistling or background noise. And the three sound settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your surroundings. Call 1-800-397-9550. Best of all, you can try it 100% risk-free in your own home for 45 days. Call right now and you'll also get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-397-9550. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-397-9550.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait, call now. 800-801-4950.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
This just in. We talked about this at length this week. Remember those dudes that went to a Lakers game and were riding DeMarcus Cousins, riding him hard, saying, "Hey, fat boy, have another donut." And DeMarcus finally snapped and said something extremely regrettable walking off the floor. According to TMZ Sports, the NBA has fined Boogie $50,000 after footage surfaced showing him to, well, it's an expletive that I can't repeat here. Put it this way, it was bad enough that they fined him $50,000 for it. Once again, it's one thing to get hooked. Everybody's got a phone. If you say something like that, somebody's going to have it on tape. It's inevitable. And if somebody has it on tape, they're going to rush it right to YouTube. And if it's on tape and it's viral, the league office is going to get it, and then you're going to pay. And that's what happened. These guys were looking to hook him, and they got him, and it was another bad look for Boogie, and it's going to cost him $50,000 now. $50,000 for it. You know, DeMarcus is on the floor minding his own business, not bothering anybody, and these guys saw a very easy target, and they came for Boogie.
AD, what's good, baby? Cousins, what's good? Fat boy, how many you got, baby? What's good, fat boy? Fat boy! Fat boy! Fat boy! Hey, fat boy, I got some donuts for you.
Krispy Kreme, fat boy.
Again, I still find that pretty funny. I mean, it shouldn't be funny.
And personal appearances should not be show fodder. And calling a guy fat's not funny. It's not clever. It's not a good heckle. I think it's just these dudes, man. The way they went about it. The way they said it. The way they were so relentless. Fat boy! Fat boy!
Fat boy!
What's good,
Krispy Kreme, fat boy!
Krispy Kreme's fat boy. I'll tell you what's not funny. That $50K pushes DeMarcus to nearly $1 million in suspensions and fines for his career. $1 million. $1 million. If you have to scratch checks in the amount for $1 million, you have to make nearly $2 million to do that. So that's another 50 grand right there. Because those guys kept running their mouths and they've got him to respond.
AD, what's good, baby? Cousins, what's good? Fat boy, how many you got, baby? What's good, fat boy? Fat boy! Fat boy! Fat boy! Hey, fat boy, I got some donuts for you.
Krispy Kreme, fat boy.
They knew. They knew. I don't even know how they started with AD. AD, what's good? AD, what's good? They weren't coming for him, though. They left the brow alone. Just, AD, what's good?
AD, what's good, baby?
Cousins, what's good, baby? Fat boy, fat boy, fat boy, fat boy.
Fat boy, and then he snapped. Fat boy!
50 grand. 50 grand. TMZ Sports writes, don't cry too much for DeMarcus. He's making 16.9 mil this season. I mean, true, but that's not the point, right? Of course he can afford it. Guy's probably walking around with 50 grand in his pocket. Probably pull 50 grand out of his ashtray in his car. He's probably got 50 grand in his cushion of his couch. My man's rich. My man's living large. The point is that 50 grand is now part of $1 million for his career. And again, further evidence that the guy can still get hooked. They get this guy. They fleece Sacramento to get this guy. Such a good pickup. And all that's going to do is encourage everybody else in every other arena to hit him with similar blasts to see if they can get him to react. And Boogie runs hot. And it worked. That's the bottom line. It worked. And it's going to cost him 50 grand. To the phones. This time, let's go to Benjamin in Calgary. Hey, Benjamin, how are you?
Romy, it's a pleasure to be on with you.
Nice to have you. What's up?
Not much. I just was talking about, you were talking about Roma earlier. I'm originally from Houston. And we'd be happy to have him. The only thing I was thinking is Bill O'Brien is quicker with the hook in his hand than Terry Franco in the postseason. And so that might give me a little pause if I was Tony Romo. And then also, you know, is he going to be making less than Osweiler? Are they going to put Osweiler behind him? Are they going to bring a young guy? That was kind of just my take. Also, I was thinking it'd been good if Tim Tebow's parents had taught him a bit of patience. With this quarterback offseason, he might have been able to squeeze somebody for some money. All good. Bring the third hour back to Calgary, Rome. Thanks for the vibe.
You got it, Benjamin. All right, in terms of Tim Tebow, this whole thinking, his point being that if he had just stayed in this thing long enough, with all the teams that are so desperate for quarterbacks, he would have had an opportunity. I disagree. No team was going to bring him in and let him start a quarterback. He's not worth the distraction, and he's just not good enough. He's not getting better. The guy's not an NFL quarterback, period. He could play in the NFL. He could be an H-back. He could be a tight end. He could be a punt protector. There are lots of opportunities for Tebow. He's not going to play quarterback. He's washed out. He had his opportunity. And the reason he's not, he never got better. Mechanics are terrible. Inability to read an NFL defense. He just isn't good enough to do it. So waiting even now for teams that are desperate for quarterbacks. I mean, we're at a point where teams will pay Mike Glennon $14.5 million. That's how desperate teams are for quarterbacks. And even then, this guy would not have a gig. In terms of Tony Romo and him maybe not going to the Texans because Bill O'Brien's got a quick hook, that's not the concern. The concern is the guy's going to get hit and the guy's going to get hurt and then he's going to be done. And then you're going to be without a quarterback. It's not that he's going to get hooked. Hooked for what? Hooked for who? Brock Osweiler? Tom Savage? That's not the issue. And the other issue is Osweiler. If you bring in Romo, what do you do with Osweiler? Because when Osweiler was in Denver and he got the start when Manning got hurt and they brought Manning back for the postseason, Osweiler got the red ass. This does not strike me as the kind of guy who's going to be a team guy, who's going to sit around and say, hey, Tony, all good. Come on in. I'll back you up. I don't think that would be a very pleasant quarterback room. That's why I was not there.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. The Bernstein and Goff show is here. And actually, it ended up being at just about the right time because we just missed out on transition due to what may have been the final game for John Gross coaching at Illinois. Might be, might not be, but other things have been going on as expected. This is one of those cases where, for whatever reason, all the reports about Mike Lennon, they were right.
Well, not for whatever reason. I mean, only one team was as interested in Mike Lennon as the Bears were, and $5 to $6 million more than anybody else. So when that's the case and it circulates around the league and agents start getting back to you after you're calling about different players and different teams, and they go, like, oh, hey, have you heard that the Bears are that much in on Mike Lennon? And you keep it moving. I'm not of the mindset that, oh, well, you know, it's just a little bit of money for a bottom end starting quarterback, because if you could have got him for 10 or 11, that means you paid a little bit too much.
Yeah, Jim Hendry's very proud of their negotiating prowess.
I don't understand this, like, oh, you got a bunch of cap space, you got to spend it all. No, you don't have to spend it all.
You really don't.
And $4 or $5 million, you know, extra might get you a decent player. You know, might get you another, you know, a nickel corner or somebody like that that you know, can stay healthy for you. I'm actually more enthused about the Quentin Demp signing than I am the Mike Lennon signing.
I'm very guardedly excited about it because sometimes safeties just can't play anymore. And he's, what, 31?
Mm-hmm.
32? I mean, this is, you know, people have the Antrell role thoughts here.
Yeah, he didn't perform like Antrell role performed before he got to the Bears. Last couple of years, he's been all right.
I think the last couple of years, he's had more takeaways than the entire Bears secondary combined. So it's hard to argue with it. Maybe they're just going to figure it can't hurt, could help. And I think that's the Glennon thing, too. Because if we look inside the money, the Glennon thing might be a one-year kind of prove-it deal.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves host Cleveland tonight at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. You hear the boys talking about it right there. NFL free agency, it begins officially at 3, but so far today, we do know the Bears have released Jay Cutler. He will officially be a free agent. Many reports already have the Jets in contact. The Bears have also signed and agreed to terms, with Houston safety Quentin Demps on a 3-year, $13.5 million deal. Ian Rappaport is reporting a 3-year deal averaging $14.5 million per for Mike Lennon with the Bears. Other reports have the Cowboys now likely to trade Tony Romo instead of releasing the veteran quarterback. Spring training today, the Cubs host Seattle. Mike Montgomery on the mound. First pitch, 2:05. Kyle Schwarber leads off once again. The White Sox, they take on the D-backs. Lucas Giolito starts. First pitch, also 2:05. Todd Frazier is not starting today. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Anaheim tonight. Corey Crawford starts in net. Nicholas Jarmelson and Johnny Oduya will play and are paired together. Puck drops at the UC at 7:30. NBA, the Bulls, thankfully, are off today with Houston in town tomorrow. College hoops, you heard it right here. Illinois losing to Michigan 75-55 in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. They finished their season at 18-15. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rose and Hyundai. Visit roseandhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
So Greg Gabriel is going to join us at 3 o'clock, talk about some of these signings, the end of the Jay Cutler era in Chicago, and then Hub Arkish, more on that at 4 o'clock. We'll do It's On at 5:30, surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Also, everything you need at BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Unless you want the visuals, you can get those via Facebook, Facebook Live on the Score's Facebook page, or at Watch670TheScore.com. That video feed directed by Brian Gertsch.
Deflection gets it. He's got good in the lob.
Yes, we've entered Gus season.
Yeah.
Here we are.
It's brush up on your Gus.
It's Gus season.
our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
Look at the way Metu floats over the court for a man of his size and strength and power. This is the footwork of a dancer, the shoulders of a linebacker in the NFL, the waist of a ballerina and a gymnast.
Okay. That's fine.
Thank you, Bill.
That's fine, Bill. Thank you. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Marshall, who will be 33 years old in a couple of days. So that's the first move. So there we go. He is in the mix. There you go. So he is there and done. So away we go. And you have that situation there. And, so.
That's all you need right there.
Hey, man.
Right?
Anything is possible. Anything is possible. You too can become a sports radio legend, a giant.
The Pope, the unassailable Pope with thoughts like that. Pope.
What was that, about 25 seconds, 27 seconds of him just saying the same thing over and over, which was nothing? Run that back one more time for me, Tanny. That's amazing. Like I know talent when I hear it, but that right there, the true talent, it's to do that for as many years as he's done it, and people still listen.
Marshall, who will be 33 years old in a couple of days, that's the first move, so there we go. He is in the mix. There you go. So he is there and done. So away we go. And you have that situation there. And, so.
Think how long you got to be awesome for people to be like, you know what? I don't care.
Did you hear what Francesa right, said today about the Marshall sighting?
I'm here for that every day of the week.
You can't miss that.
Shout out to him,
that
man.
Gets you ready for any conversation you might have at the water cooler, at your watering hole, with your
hockey
friends,
practice when
your
you're waiting with the pops next to you.
Yeah, you are ready. You are informed, entertained, and prepared and set to go with that whole situation. There we go.
So the Bears wanted some guys that they missed on. Guys went elsewhere. They figured, hey, if I got a potential to play with the Patriots or the Bears, I'm gonna go Patriots. If I want to play with the Bears or the Eagles, probably gonna go Eagles. So you're getting a nice little layer.
Sense of where they stand in the hierarchy. It's sort of like the whole Cleveland thing where you hope that you're not a toxic waste dump Superfund site. And they're probably not at that level yet, and money's always going to talk. But, right. The contract structure, apparently it's $19 million total guaranteed.
Yeah.
But you notice that when Ian Rappaport started tweeting about it, that's clearly, he's talking to Glennon's agent. $14.5 million a year for 3 years. And when it takes a while to get the actual guaranteed number, it usually means that's the agent trying to fluff up whatever deal he got. Look what I get from Mike Glennon in this market with the Chicago Bears. But in reality, the deal is not onerous because they are, according to Ian Rappaport of NFL.com, they are going to also draft a quarterback. Now, I don't know where. I want to hear Ryan Pace articulate the plan because there's a lot of guesswork here. There's a lot of things we could talk about conflicting motivations between a coach just trying to win every next game, win every next series, maximize everything he's got, or trying to develop a rookie. Because, like you say, you can't do both.
This tells me that you're not drafting a rookie with your first pick. I'm sorry, drafting a quarterback with your first pick.
That was my assumption, too. That's the first thing I wrote when I heard that was maybe you're talking about a third or a fourth. Maybe you're talking about a Brad Kaya, and that will tamp down some of the screaming if, in fact, we have a disparity, which you might see. The fact is, in preseason, Mike Glennon needs reps, too.
Right.
Mike Glennon needs to acclimate to being a starting quarterback.
And that was my only point. I think it was being missed by some of the guys we talked to and some of the fans where it wasn't about the money for me. I mean, to start the show, I think that you're finding out that they were $4 million, $3 million ahead of what everybody else was bidding on Mike Glennon, whatever. That's their money. The cap is huge, and they've got a lot of money underneath it to roam around. But it's not about the money. It's about you signing a guy who a lot of people think is okay and needs a chance. and then not drafting that player that you may think has that opportunity to develop, because you can't give him that. There's no way in hell Mike Glennon is going to come here and say, oh, yeah, you know what? I didn't get my fair shot at Tampa Bay, so I'm going to come here, and now you're going to draft somebody who I'm going to split reps with. Like Mike Glennon, you need to see what Mike Glennon is, too.
That's what I'm saying. He's developing.
Right. So, you know, and this is why you see a lot of quarterback switches, especially for younger players, during the bye week, so they can get that week of practice without having to play a game, and then they get a game plan in that next week. You don't just throw a guy into a game and say, go be great. And if he's great, then that's fine. But more times than not, he's going to fall on his face. And you definitely don't do that with the first pick of your draft.
The other possibility, and this is a very low probability, is they have a quarterback competition in training camp. I don't think Glennon signed up for that.
Right.
But I don't think Matt Flynn signed up for it in Seattle either. I don't think he, going in, said, yeah, this is, I'll be competing for a job. There was a commitment to him. Sometimes commitments change.
Well, that was a $15 million deal total, right, if I'm not mistaken. The Matt Flynn deal was, because was he Green Bay? He was at Green Bay, and then he messed around in Seattle for a little bit. I believe he ended up in Oakland. But I think that was a much smaller deal, and including inflation, including salary cap raises and all that. Like I think that was a much lighter commitment than this one is. I'm not saying that Mike Glennon is going to break the bank or you're handcuffed to him. Just if the entire plan was to draft a young quarterback high, then you keep Hoyer, you keep Barkley. And you swap one of those guys out when it's time to throw the kid in the mix.
And the reason why a competition won't happen is because there's no way John Fox would go into an exhibition season having that much transparency, having to answer for what everybody is seeing.
I don't think so.
He would prefer the control of just, nobody can see practice and nobody can look at anything, and he knows everything and you know nothing. When you put it out there, and everybody can watch a live competition.
Now they're grading you.
Right, exactly. He's terrified. He's allergic to that kind of transparency. And then he'd be on the hook for people saying, well, I think he picked the wrong one when the time comes, regardless of who it might be. But you're right. If they use a later pick, or if they trade down, it's possible they could trade out of that number three and end up with a handful of picks and get somebody who's just a little lower profile, lower pressure player. I want to ask Ryan Pace directly, how does this plan, whatever it is, and I'm sure he can answer it. I'm not trying to, it's not a gotcha.
Right.
I want to know, how does this plan get the Bears closer to winning a Super Bowl? Maybe he's got a great answer for it.
What I would want to know is the people who are in charge of developing either Mike Glennon or the young quarterback, how long do they have before you cut bait? And I'm talking about Dial Loggins. I'm talking about whoever, you know, Dave Ragone or whoever the hell is up there, and John Fox. Because now now it's your baby. You know, Ryan Pace has cleaned out enough. He's, you know, Jay Cutler is no longer here. Brandon Marshall is not here. Martellus Bennett isn't here. Matt Forte isn't here. Alshon Jeffrey seems like he's moving on. We're seeing a lot of things about the Eagles with him right now. Mm-hmm. It's your baby now. And offensively, you came from a place in New Orleans where wide receivers and tight ends and all those pieces were interchangeable because you had Drew Brees. So if it's your baby, at what point do you hire a new babysitter because you don't see the development in your child? And I'm talking about the offensive side of the football, whether it be Mike Glennon or whether it be Deshaun Watson or Deshaun Kizer or Nathan Peterman or Davis Webb. At what point do you say, you know what, this isn't cutting it?
We don't have the structure in place to make anybody good.
I can't make a decision on how good a quarterback is because he's not getting fed the right things.
Here's Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated. Do I have a problem with the Bears signing Mike Glennon? Yeah, I do. Just one, they were bidding against themselves. The Bills were interested, the Jets were too, but those teams saw him at best as a $10 million per year player. And once Chicago's Brinks truck pulled into Glennon's driveway, the two AFC East rivals hightailed it out of the house. Buffalo back to Tyrod Taylor's waiting arms, New York back to the market. From a negotiating standpoint, the Bears paid more than they had to and more than the market said they should, and that's not an ideal result.
It's not about the money, though.
You know what? He writes, you need to get over the sticker shock. It's not a huge number anymore, said one NFC GM. Glennon received a 3-year, $45 million deal to leave Tampa for Chicago. There's $19 million guaranteed, which means the Bears can feasibly bail after a year. The end result puts him right between how the Jets compensated Ryan Fitzpatrick, $12 million per year, one guaranteed, and how the Texans paid Brock Osweiler, $18 million average per year, 2 years guaranteed. There are 22 quarterbacks who entered this week on deals for 2017, averaging more than $16 million per year. Some names will come off that list in Tony Romo and Jay Cutler. Others will go on it later in the offseason in Derek Carr. But Glennon's APY actually marks him as a below-average starting quarterback. From a practical standpoint, what the Bears have done is categorically not crazy, provided you're okay with the idea of Glennon as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And here's the twist. This shouldn't stop the Bears from doing anything else they were planning to do at the position, including drafting a quarterback with the third overall pick.
And that's where I have the issue.
See,
because if you do that,
I don't see, you got to tell me how you manage that. You got to tell me how, see, here's what he says. Let's say the Bears take Deshaun Watson. Last year's
at three?
Last year's third pick, Joey Bosa. It's on a deal worth $6.47 million per year. Account for inflation. Say Watson's slotted deal is worth $7 million per. Add the $15 per for Glennon. The Bears have $22 million allocated at the position. Without any free agent signings or draft picks having been made, that would rank the Bears number 10 in the NFL for spending at the position. They could make the call on whether to carry a third QB or not and still fall further down the list after the offseason is done. So to add it up, not only is Glennon's deal below average for a starting quarterback, they could add a top five pick at the position and still land outside the top 10 of the financial resources they're committing to signal callers. Meanwhile, there'd be little pressure to play Watson, who could benefit from sitting. That's where I have a problem with this. You don't know this town then. You don't know what goes on if you think there'd be little pressure to play Deshaun Watson. The moment Glennon throws his first incompletion
right in
practice, when you look at how practices are covered, he completed 5 out of 7 and 7 on 7s. Are you kidding? The moment he is 3 on 7 or he's picked off, you don't think the tribalism for Deshaun Watson, or hell, it might even happen for a third rounder and Josh Dobbs or one of these guys. Is that even a guy? I might have made him up.
No, it's a guy. Okay. University of Tennessee's quarterback. He's bad, by the way.
I know.
No, it's if you draft Deshaun Watson at number 3, and I know the whole in today's NFL, guys don't have to start immediately, but those are the bad players. Like, I don't want to hear about Jared Goff and the LA Rams. Guess what? They found out on television that Jared Goff was no damn good in their training camp.
But they certainly found out he was dumb.
They found out on television. And guess what? Case Keenum wasn't coming in at the price tag that Mike Glennon is. So I don't think that example applies here. Carson Wentz. Big school, well, big man on campus, you know, played at a high level in his, you know, little North Dakota State area where he won championships. He was the guy. He was the man right in there and immediately was successful. The NFL kind of said, okay, we'll take it back to the lab. We'll readjust here.
You got to look at this.
Yeah, yeah. And he looked like a rookie the rest of the season. But people in Philadelphia feel good about that. They weren't clamoring for whoever the backup quarterback is. What you've done is you brought in a surefire backup.
And look at what Denver's tried to do.
You brought it. Yeah, exactly. You brought in a surefire backup. Okay, and I don't want to hear this too, because I think I heard this yesterday and today about, well, these guys in this draft, They haven't lined up under center, and they have to learn how to take 3, 5, and 7-step drops. Guess what? You don't see many 7-step drops in the NFL anymore. And tell Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston about lining up under center and people calling the plays for you from the sideline. Like, the NFL has adapted more to college than we care to realize.
They've had to.
Yeah. You know, Cam Newton was looking down at a wristband with numbers on it. With numbers on it, not plays. He would get signaled in. Play number 6. That's what you're going to run now. You know, Marcus Mariota, did you see a lot of under the center action at Oregon? When's the last time you saw that? So if you can play, you can play. I don't want to hear about the acclimation of lining up under the center anymore and all that other stuff. You can run play action from shotgun. You've got all the repass options. If a guy can play, he can play. The problem is, are you going to find out if a guy can play because you have, you know, a little bit of a commitment? And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about development-wise. You owe it to yourself.
A finite number of reps, finite number of snaps. That's the limiting factor here.
Unless you're going to be the only team in the NFL that does 3-a-days. And you can find out then. But until then...
Or you're going to play two quarterbacks throughout the year doing like a college team.
Chris Leak and Tim Tebow.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
Now, the other aspect to the Glennon signing is there's a bird in the hand sort of sense here going into the draft, where it takes away some desperation on the part of Pace. It gives him a little bit more flexibility, where maybe he doesn't draft a quarterback depending on how the board comes together and how everything goes. And it's possible that they could bolster other positions and him say for a year.
I'm cool with that.
And him say for a year, look, Mike Glennon at least can mean we don't have to go chase a quarterback. Maybe we want one. Maybe they don't like any of these guys.
Right.
Maybe they would rather have pass rushers and find a tackle of the second round and find
a tight end.
Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe Corner. At the very least, Glennon gives them a sense that we don't have to go do something we wouldn't otherwise do in the draft based on our rankings.
If this is their draft, say they feel like Mike Glennon is their draft pick. That's what this is, that Mike Glennon is the best quarterback to them in this draft.
That's what I mean.
I'm cool with that. I'm fine with that. The problem is you've been telling people that you were going to draft quarterbacks every single year, and you didn't do it. So now I don't want you to be in a position where you're forcing yourself to do it, even though you may have to do it. You know, like Ryan Pace has put himself in this position, and if he didn't have the draft that he had last year, we'd be killing him. We'd be absolutely killing him. But he got three really good players out of last year's draft, and Cody White here, Leonard Floyd, and Jordan Howard. Now, I'm good with not signing Stephon Gilmore. You know why? Because you got third-round corners in this draft with first-round grades.
Meanwhile, you've got corners that you drafted last year that you haven't even seen enough of. I mean, do you know that DeAndre Hall's awful yet?
Right.
Do you know
that
he can't play?
Houston Carson and all these other guys. You got and guys in that
secondary. Deion Bush, they're not done with him yet. Yeah. Maybe you think he sucks. I don't know that I've seen enough to know that yet.
I want to see somebody back to making plays, not named Adrian Amos. That's about it.
Northside Q on the score. What's up, Q?
Man, melancholy feeling, at least for me, being a Cutler supporter. But I'm really happy about this because I know the Bears are going to stink for a while, so I can root for Jay Cutler. I hope he doesn't go to the Jets. I hope he actually goes to a team that might have a chance to win, because I'd love to see all these meatball fans who always focused on him as the problem see him succeed. But now, the reason I'm happy is because, look, Mike Glennon, if Ryan Pace is smart, or at least I think what he's going to say, is that this frees them up to pick the best player available at 3 and maybe even trade down, right? Because if somebody's in love with a quarterback and goes up. Now, Jay, I'm with you. I really hope they don't draft a quarterback with this first pick. I hope you go get the best football player available at 3 or trade down and get multiple picks. Because here's my argument. If you looked at the greater scheme of things, was quarterback really the biggest problem on this team? And there's no way that you could say that, you know, maybe it was a big personality problem because Jay was there, but you can't say that quarterback was the thing holding this team back.
Well, it's the issue that they feel like they have to address at some point. They've gone too long without addressing it. So it's not as if, I understand what you're saying, Q. It's not as if it's, oh my God, we need a quarterback. It's, hey, when are we going to have one of these? When is it going to happen? And the developmental process, are we going to be 2 years down the line and still asking this question? So I think they feel like they're 2 years behind, you know, so that's why, it's not the biggest problem, but they think they have to address it at some point here.
Tom is in Cicero, and he's on the Bernstein and Goff show on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. I when I heard about this morning, I don't think there's any way they don't draft the quarterback. I don't think Ryan Pace is betting his career on Mike Glennon. I think most of these guys aren't ready, especially this year. I don't think the class is all that highly regarded. They figure maybe give them a year or two, no long-term commitment to Glennon. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, the problem is you might just now be making yourself good enough to not be in the running for Sam Darnold or anybody you think is in the next class. Browning or Darnold or Rosen or some of these other names, that you're probably going to win more games this year. John Fox, his ass is on the line, and now he's got a 27-year-old veteran quarterback, so they win 7 or 8 games. You're not talking about being in the running for those guys. So that doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, 27-year-old quarterback with limited starts, too. I was reading the Blaine Gabbert stuff because I guess people want Blaine Gabbert. And Blaine Gabbert's the same age with 24, 25 more starts, too. So you're really looking at a guy who we've seen limited bullets, limited live rounds, you know, out there at a very important position. Hey, I hope he's good. I don't have high expectations of him being good. I'm sure we'll see things with, you know, the arm that he possesses. And Matt Bowen actually broke down the player that he is on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he said that one of the things that I'm very worried about is it's going to come down to who's developing him. Who can you trust on this Bears offensive side of the football that can say, you know what, I'm going to take this quarterback under my wing and teach him everything I know and make him a better player?
No less an authority on Tampa football than when Terry Borris sent an email that said, enjoy that. That's all it said. I said, yeah. And then it was a sentiment that it's possible that the Mike Glennon acquisition is the kind of thing that can get everybody fired.
Oh, I mean, if so. You know, the game will tell the truth. And we get time to talk about it and time and Bourbon A to look at it, kinda. But the game will tell the truth.
Jeff is in West Chicago and on the Score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Jeff.
It's good to see that the Bears inherited Jim Henry's barrel, overpaying for this guy.
Don't worry about it. It's not your money. Don't worry about it.
I understand that, but Dan, he couldn't beat out Josh McCown down in Tampa Bay. Does anybody remember that?
We know. Yeah.
Okay. It's just a typical Bears move. He's going to get annihilated. He's not mobile in the pocket. They don't have any tackles. And Kyle Long hasn't even had his shoulder operated on. He's not going to make it through this season. It's just more treading water, in my opinion.
Okay. Thanks for your opinion. Let's try Dave in Fox Lake next on the Score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Dave.
All I wanted to say was... Green Bay and Chicago are two opposites, okay? Green Bay drafts people, develop people, okay, and try to make the system fit the person they drafted. We, on the other hand, Chicago, are so bullheaded, you're going to fit...
What are some of these examples of what Tampa Bay has done?
Green Bay.
You said Green Bay? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now Green Bay, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers were two different quarterbacks, but look at the success they had.
You're going back a decade and a half here. Come on.
I understand that. But
yeah, you know, you just drop all-time talents in at that quarterback position, and you're
talking two of the best to ever play.
Exactly.
Dave, no, but Dave, there's a lot of Green Bay Packers fans who aren't happy with Ted Thompson as of late. They were the team that everybody thought, oh, they never signed free agents, and look how many draftable players are making impacts. In the last couple of years or so, they've had some misses.
Yeah, I don't think we need to globalize in the moves today as being some sort of indication of some enormous secular differences over different regimes. I don't think that gets anybody anywhere.
No. I heard the Bears are cheap stuff today, too. I'm like, all right, whatever.
The Bears are cheap.
Yeah, because Stephon Gilmore was in the running for the Patriots a couple million more. If I'm Stephon Gilmore, I'm like, and Stephon Gilmore woke up this morning, and he was his baby's on the way. He woke up this morning, did not even know that the Patriots were interested in him going to bed the night before. He woke up this morning and was like, oh, the Patriots want to sign me. Of course. You know, all these, I mean, when you're bad, when your team's no good, you got to pay a little bit more. All right? So Stephon Gilmore and Cordarrelle Patterson and all these other
people want to be there.
Yeah, the Bears are in the mix with a lot of agents and making guys a little bit richer across the board.
And making guys a little Richard also, which makes everybody happier.
Shout out to Little Richard.
How's he doing these days?
I don't know. He's playing some hockey.
Is he alive?
Oh, I'm going to look him up. By the way, speaking of, I know you didn't notice what bump our guy Tanny brought us back with, but 20 years today, Notorious B.I.G. Yeah, March 9th. So I've heard a lot of Biggie, not just on these airways, but listening to some serious stuff as well coming in.
I read about it today because
you see Shaq.
Yeah,
see how Shaq feels about the situation.
Well, they did a song together.
Well, Shaq was supposed to hang out with him that night, and he overslept twice. He was supposed to, they were supposed to go. You know, hang out at whatever. I think it was like a Grammy party or something like that, or some kind of big to do. Oh yeah, it was his album release party, and he was supposed to hang out with Biggie, and he didn't. And his mother called him at 1 o'clock in the morning, telling him what just happened. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Yo, I was supposed to hang out with him last night, and his car got sprayed with bullets." And Shaq ponders whether people would have shot, if they saw Shaquille O'Neal out there instead of the people Biggie was hanging with.
Little Richard's fine, by the way, as far as we know. He's 84. So
84?
Yeah.
Man, last year.
What did you think he was, 26?
Last year, Little Richard was 83.
Yeah. See how that works.
83.
I know. I was good at math. Yeah, but You know, I knew Biggie Smalls was important. I knew the big songs of his, but I didn't know quite how significant he was because of the time at which he got big and what it meant between the whole East-West beef and all that.
Yeah.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, and there's Bears stuff going on. We already grabbed a bunch of phone calls, and we will continue to do so as information rolls in, waiting for 1 hour from now. It'll be official as we understand that Mike Glennon will be your next Bears quarterback. All right, 312-644-6767. You're listening to